This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Behind the Curtain with Colin on Joy 94.9. For the live showtimes, head to joy.org.au/behind the curtain.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it.
This is Behind the Curtain with Colin, exploring the origins and history of musical theatre on Joy 94.9.
And it's a very good evening from Colin Hogan. That'd be me, Behind the Curtain. And I would like to show my respect and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land of elders past and present on which this broadcast takes place. Okay, so tonight we have, on tonight's program, we have curtain up on a fascinating life of the songwriter Irving Berlin. And you may be familiar with some of his music. Among his many hits, of course, were White Christmas, which was one of the biggest money earners of all time, and Cheek to Cheek. So great music and amazing career, and he just churned out so many beautiful numbers and tunes. So. And, of course, through the show, I would love to hear from you during the program. And you can send an SMS right directly to me here in the studio on 0427 joy949. Or you can also email me on air at joy.org.au. So we'll be touching on Irving Berlin's life as we go through the program and some of his music. But to start, we'll have a little bit of an interlude, which one of his more famous pieces. Sure, that particular piece of music is familiar to you, and it's been used in many a movie too, with Fred Astaire, of course. But we'll kick off with a few more of his tracks, because we're going to get into his little bit of his biography and his life. So got some rather nice music lined up for you tonight. So.
As a nursery, the girl I call. her hair, she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be. Annie, you ever loved anybody?
Somebody who loved me back?
Yeah.
Then I ain't, but I hear tell about it. They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with a moon up above, it's who said it? I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and the thing that's known as romance is.
Jenny.
I loves you back.
I ain't like living without you.
Keep talking.
You're everybody in the world to me, Annie.
Keep talking.
I don't want to talk. I just want to hold you like this. To hold a girl in your arms is
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little few numbers there from Irving Berlin's songbook. And we'll be coming back to Irving Berlin as we go through the show. The next song, we're going to bounce away from Irving for a while, and we're going to hear a number from Guys and Dolls. And the story of Guys and Dolls, that's based on Damon Runyon's short story, The Idol of Miss Sarah Brown, in which a gambler falls in love with a Salvation Army worker. Like a lot of other stories, the main character may fall in love with one another, but it's the supporting character that grabbed the audience. You're on Joy.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel? Little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding. On this chemistry lesson I'm learning.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I'd know I'd be splashing my dressing. Ask me how to describe this whole beautiful thing. Well, if I were a bell, I'd go ding.
On Joy 94.9, and that was from Guys and Dolls. One of my other favourite musicals, of course, if you've been listening into the show in the past few weeks, is The Will Rogers Follies. And one of my one of the lovely numbers from it is called My Big Mistake. But the Will Rogers Follies, it focuses on the life and career of the famed humorist and performer Will Rogers, using as a backdrop the Ziegfeld Follies, which he often headlined, and describes every episode in his life in the form of a big production number.
When I was very young, I had a perfect life. My pa the perfect husband and my ma the perfect wife. And every day my life went by so perfectly. I made a perfect plan, I dreamed some perfect dreams. But now I look around, my dreams are splitting at the seams. I made one big decision and now look at me. When I do something wrong, I do it perfectly. My big mistake, roping you in. I got my wish, now I can't win. I thought once I caught you, you'd quit your roaming. But I'm the one who's caught in a world I'm not.
You're Behind the Curtain with Colin on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for being with me tonight. Irving Berlin was one of the most prolific and popular songwriters of the 20th century. And among his many hits were White Christmas, as I mentioned earlier, and Cheek to Cheek. You may be familiar with those, I'm sure. He was also one of the most popular songwriters in the United States, I should say, with hits like Alexander's Ragtime Band and What'll I Do? And Berlin's film and Broadway musical work included Puttin' on the Ritz, Easter Parade. That was a great movie. I've watched that 100 times with Fred Astaire and Judy Garland. I'm sure you have too. And Annie Get Your Gun, which is another wonderful movie too. They don't make them like that anymore, they say. But Irving Berlin, he was born Israel Isidor Beline, B-A-L-I-N-E, on May the 11th, 1888, in the village of Tumen in Russia. And his family, they actually fled to escape the region's persecution of the Jewish community and settled in New York City in the mid-1890s. And as a teen, Beline, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, worked as a street singer. And by 1906, he had become a singer or singing waiter in Chinatown. He first published a tune in 1907 called Marie from Sunny Italy, with Nick Nicholson penning the music. But as a lyricist, Berlin's name was misspelled as I Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, on the sheet music, and he decided to keep the name, becoming Irving Berlin. A few years later, Berlin would become a lyricist for the music publishing company Waterson and Snyder. Now, he released a major hit in 1911, and I'm sure you'll be familiar with that one too, Alexander's Ragtime Band, earning the nickname King of Tin Pan Alley. And Berlin was diligent in his writing efforts, and he was self-taught as a pianist and never learning how to read music, which is amazing. I mean, it just astonishes me. And playing in the key of F sharp and working with special transcribing keyboard and assistants to explore other keys. So quite amazing, really. Nonetheless, by the second decade of the 20th century, he had dozens upon dozens of songs under his belt. And Berlin started writing musicals by this time as well, having his Broadway debut with Watch Your Step in 1914. And Berlin became a US citizen in 1916. And upon serving in World War I, penned the musical Yip, Yip, Yap, Hank. And I actually don't know that one. As an army fundraiser, that was that he wrote that for. So we'll pop back and have a visit with Irving Berlin shortly. You're on Joy 94.9.
Singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night, and what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing, it is not so surprising that you feel very strange, but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone that's older, a rub down with a velvet rug. There is nothing
I need I sleep at night. And I'm down with a melting heart.
There is nothing you can take to release that pleasant pain. You're not sick, you're just divine.
I'm dizzying and there's no
one
there.
It is not so surprising that you feel very strange, but
from Call Me Madam, You're Just in Love. And it was one of the great music of all time, and the story of Sally Adams, the hostess with the mostess, who becomes US ambassador to the tiny Duchy of Lichtenberg, captivating the handsome Prime Minister, encouraging the romance of her side, of her aide, I should say, with an enchanting young princess. Of course, the stuffed shirts in Washington conspire to get her recalled, but all ends up happily, helped along by the songs such as You're Just in Love, It's a Lovely Day Today, and Marrying for Love. So great music. Talents of they probably never will come along again. I guess I'm fairly overawed by him and stumbling over my words, but we'll have another one of his tracks.
I was born on 1,000 acres of Oklahoma land. Nothing grew on 1,000 acres, for it was gravel and sand. One day father started digging in a field, hoping to find some soil. He dug and he dug, and what do you think? Oil, oil, oil. The money rolled in, and I rolled out with a fortune piled so high. Washington was my destination, and now who am I? I'm the chosen party giver of the White House clientele, and they know that I deliver what it takes to make them gel. And in Washington, I'm known by one and all as the hostess with the mostest on the ball. They would go to Elsa Maxwell's when they had an axe to grind. They could always grind their axe well at the party she designed. But the hatchet grinders now prefer to call. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the ball. I've a great big bar and good caviar, yes, the best that can be found, and a large amount in my bank account when election time comes round. If you're feeling presidential, you can make it, yes, indeed. There are just 3 things essential. Let me tell you what you need is an ounce of wisdom and a pound of gold. And the hostess with the mostest on the ball. Vodka drinkers is a job they give to me. Making nice guys out of stinkers seems to be my cup of tea. What they really need behind the iron wall is the hostess with the mostess on the ball. There's a book of regulations as to who sits next to who. There might be complications when the blue blood's not so blue. So the priestess with the leastest protocol is the hostess with the mostest on the ball. An ambassador has just reached our shore. He's a man of many loves, an important gent from the Orient.
and to be handled with kid gloves. He can come and let his hair down, have the best time of his life, even bring his new affair down, introduce her as his wife. But she mustn't leave her panties in the home of the hostess, who's the hostess with the mostest of the ball.
Joy 94.9.
This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time one day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away.
And from Les Miserables, One Day More. Wonderful show, great memories. Hope you enjoyed that one. And the production, of course, was playing here in Melbourne for quite some time, back just a few years ago. So I hope you're enjoying the music tonight, interlaced with Irving Berlin, which we'll come back to very shortly.
Come with me to the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
Oh,
I've always wanted to see the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
From the original Broadway cast, One Short Day, from the production of Wicked. Irving Berlin had wed Dorothy Goetz in 1912, but she died months after their honeymoon, after contracting typhoid fever. And his sorrow was heard in his popular ballad, When I Lost You. Years later, in 1925, he fell in love with the heiress Ellen McKay. Her father was against the courtship and sent McKay away to Europe, during which time Berlin wrote beautiful tunes of yearning that included What'll I Do and Always. Upon her return to the States, the couple eloped and they would have four children and be married four decades until McKay's death in 1988. With his Broadway collaborator Victor Herbert, Berlin became a character. Became a charter member of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers in 1914, and in 1919, Berlin founded the Irving Berlin Music Corporation, which gave the musician full control of his copyrights. And Berlin, he would go on to compose more than 1,500 songs. Isn't that incredible? And scored dozens of musicals and films. Among his best-known big-screen work was Puttin' on the Ritz, 1929 that was, and Alexander's Ragtime Band, 1938, Easter Parade, 1948, and three Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers films included Top Hat, 1935, which featured Cheek to Cheek, and Follow the Fleet in 1936, which featured Let's Face the Music and Dance. 1942, Holiday Inn showcased Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, which would become the highest-selling tune in history. Well, I'm not sure if that still stands today, but it certainly I must have brought in a few dollars, I'd say. But Berlin shaped patriotic fervour as well with his composition of God Bless America. And that was first sung by Kate Smith in 1938 and becoming an unofficial national anthem of the United States. But after the war, Berlin struck Broadway gold again with 1946's Annie Get Your Gun, inspired by the life of Annie Oakley. The Smash musical starred Ethel Merman, and we all remember Ethel from her gravelly voice, and featured a slew of popular songs like Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, and I Got the Sun in the Morning. I almost want to burst into song here, but you'd be sorry if I did. Another one, of course, was There's No Business Like Show Business, which we've played tonight. And Berlin had another hit with Merman with the 1950 musical Call Me Madam. Again, we've had some music from that as well, which was also turned into the 1953 film. But Irving Berlin would ultimately be nominated for 9 Academy Awards with 7 nods in the song category, winning in 1943 for White Christmas. And many of Berlin's songs became popular hits and are considered part of the standard canon. And having been covered by a multitude of artists, to include Shirley Bassey, Nat King Cole, Diana Krall, the list goes on, Willie Nelson, Linda Ronstadt, Frank Sinatra, Nancy Wilson, a whole host more, of course. After crafting the 1962 musical Mr. President, Berlin retired, spending ample time in his Catskill Mountains home and eventually withdrawing from public appearances. Nonetheless, he did continue to receive accolades, of course, and an outpouring of praise for his magnificent contribution to the musical landscape. And Irving Berlin, he died in New York City on September 22, 1989, at the wonderful age of 101. What an amazing career, what an amazing man, and what amazing memories that he's left for us. So they're timeless, I guess you could say. You're on Joy.
At giving parties, and I've learned an awful lot. The best reason for a party and what makes it boiling hot. An occasion when you've got something to dance about, someone to dance it with, something to dance it to a foxtrot or a waltz. Put on your dancing shoes, here comes the happy news. Break up in twos and twos to a foxtrot or a waltz. You and someone have parted, and your lonely heart yearns. While you're there broken-hearted, that someone returns. That's something to dance about. Pick someone to dance it with. Something to dance it to a foxtrot or a waltz. To a Charleston or a waltz. To a tango or a waltz.
Something to dance it to a foxtrot, Charleston, tango, waltz.
another one of Berlin's songs, Something to Dance About, and a message from one of our regular listeners in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, good morning to Ron. It's morning there. Great show today, making my Tuesday morning here in Fort Worth. So thanks for tuning in again, Ron. Always good to have you with us on board. The joy to the world, as we say, all around the world. You can hear us you'll hear us on podcast as well. So check out our website, joy.org.au. So you'll hear a great selection of podcasts.
Joy
Mystery and intrigue. Behind the Curtain with Colin. Joy 94.9.
Joy. Clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the corner with gold. That's my time of day. My time of day. And you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. I've never been in love before. All at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew.
Joy 94.9, and playing in Melbourne at the moment is Matilda, which I saw recently, a wonderful production at the Princess Theatre.
Bye. If a custom tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry, hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I admit quite fond I am of a certain Mr. Cram. Mr. Cram invented Spam, and Spam must pay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's a madman known as Mac who is planning to attack. If his mad attack means a Cadillac, okay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept, I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I could never curl my lip to a dazzling diamond clip, though the clip meant let her rip, I'd not say nay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex who is keen to give me checks, but his checks, I fear, mean sex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's a wealthy Hindu priest who's a wolf, to say the least. When the priest goes too far east, I also stray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's a lush from Baltimore who is rich but such a bore. When the boar falls on the floor, I let him lay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat likes to give my cheek a pat. If a Harris pat means a patter's hat, baby, ooh la la, mais je suis toujours fidèle, darling, in my fashion. Oui, je suis toujours fidèle, darling, in my way.
From Kiss Me Kate, always true to you in my fashion. And you're on Joy 94.9.
Spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know. I'm so, I don't know. I don't know, but I know. If it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you meet someone who bewitches you. Hocus pocus, it's so, I don't know, I'm so.
You're on Joy 94.9, and we're seriously running out of time. And I think for our last track, we appropriately would be playing the finale from a musical called They're Playing Our Song. Playing our song, and that just winds us up for another program of Behind the Curtain. You've been with Colin Hogan, and I hope you've enjoyed the journey through the life of Irving Berlin. Next week we'll have a little surprise for you and look behind the curtain, and I hope you have a good week ahead of you, and you'll have this particular program on podcast in the next 48 hours. Being well. So, as I always say when I finish the show, look after each other. You're on Joy 94.9. Thanks for being with me.
You've been listening to a podcast of Behind the Curtain on Joy 94.9. For more, head to joy.org.au/behind-the-curtain.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.